only brooms. No, the devil still exists. Charles Simic.
John Gorman is a poet and a small business owner who's lived in Bloomington for 14 years. He's my guest today on this Poets Weave program. I'm Jenny Kander. Well, John, I expect we'll see, or rather hear, why you chose that quote.
Gravity. Where do we get such nonsense? Leonardo, atop his apocryphal tower, lips pursed in anticipation, two calloused, empty hands passing judgment on the world. Isaac Newton, that paranoid, vindictive recluse. As a child, I squealed in gleeful mock terror at the exhilarating up-lurch of the Ferris wheel, only to find those echoes awaiting my return. Too late, I saw I had been swindled. The carnies took my money and moved on to another town. Haiku. She said the word love, half expecting to bring down the walls of Jericho. Wednesday, 2 a.m. The drab walls of this room encase me. Origami dreamed backwards. Every leather-armored warhorse, every sun-yellow chrysanthemum, every bright-plumed mythic bird, every snow-capped Mount Fuji is folded backwards upon itself, with crisp, clean creases like the sound and feel of new money. Closer and closer and closer still. How odd. They hang family portraits on the rails of the witness box in this little Nuremberg in my soul. Dead. Is it wrong to be dead? A faux pas? Have I made an error, a miscount, an omission? Should I apologize? Should I be the one sending flowers? People ask, do the dead remember? Well, I can't speak for my fellows, only myself. But yes, I remember. I do little else. I am forever finding hours, whole days where I least expect them. Notes scribbled on napkins or matchbooks, pockets full of loose change. The problem is one of synthesis. The pieces are hard to work with. They weigh no more than air. And if they did, where could they be assembled? You see, here we have no surfaces, as you use the term. I used to mock painters who dabbled in pointillism, and now I know what drove them mad.
Poems today have been by John Gorman. This is the Poets Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander.